This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Investigators have already cast suspicion on Syria for a political assassination. Now they want to talk to Syria's president. The United Nations is examining last year's killing in Syria's neighbor, Lebanon. That's where a car bomb killed the former Prime Minister Rafiq Hariri. Pressure to reveal more about the killing is coming from the United States and from Lebanon, as NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Beirut.
Heads bowed, a group of Lebanese parliamentarians gathers at the grave of Rafiq Hariri. It's the feast of Eid el-Adha, when Muslims traditionally honor the dead. The grave's a shrine to Lebanese nationalism. It's engulfed by a mound of white flowers beneath a canopy, a giant Lebanese flag. 11 months have elapsed since Hariri was killed by a massive car bomb in Beirut. Ghazi Youssef, a member of Hariri's parliamentary bloc, says the need to establish the culprits remains as strong as ever.
It is important for all of us Lebanese to know what the truth, so we can finally turn this page and move along.
The task of finding out the truth lies with a United Nations investigation, established amid the international uproar over the assassination. It's being led by a German prosecutor, Detlef Mertens, now replaced by Serge Brammertz, a Belgian prosecutor with the International Criminal Court. Rami Kouri, editor-at-large of Lebanon's Daily Star newspaper, doesn't expect this to impact the inquiry's momentum.
This is really beyond the character of a single person. There's about 100 people working in the investigations office here in Lebanon, and there's officials and experts brought in from many countries all the time. So this is a very serious, very large operation. So I think the change in the leadership will not really have any significant impact.
Mellis has filed initial reports to the UN saying there's probable cause that senior Syrian and pro-Syrian Lebanese officials plotted the assassination, a claim Syria denies. UN officials now want to talk to Syria's President Bashar al-Assad himself. Rami Kouri says pressure on Damascus is building steadily.
You have pressure from the international community through the UN Security Council. You have pressure from the Lebanese public opinion. You've got pressure from around the Arab world. And you now have a former insider, a major leading Sunni like Khaddam.
By Khaddam, he means Abdul Halim Khaddam, a former Syrian vice president. For decades, Khaddam was a key player in Assad's inner circle. Now out of favor and living in France, he recently dropped a bombshell by publicly claiming Assad threatened Hariri shortly before the assassination. As Assad mulls his next move, every development makes headline news on Lebanese TV. Egypt and Saudi Arabia have been urging Assad to cooperate, so in much blunter terms as the United States. Condoleezza Rice, the U.S. Secretary of State, yesterday said the U.S. would refer Syria back to the U.N. Security Council if it doesn't stop obstructing the inquiry and meddling in Lebanese affairs. Her spokesman, Sean McCormack, also pointed up suspicions of Syrian involvement in other recent assassinations in Lebanon.
I can't stand here and tell you that I can connect the dots for you between Syria and these assassination attempts. I think that there is certainly, very clearly, an attempt on the part of some to create this atmosphere of fear and violence.
I can't, no one can read into President Assad's inner soul. My sense is that matters are relatively simple. The man is in a bind.
That's Shibli Malat, a Lebanese human rights lawyer, now campaigning as a candidate to replace Lebanon's pro-Syrian president. He says Assad faces a stark choice.
Either he submits to the international inquiry, whether he prepares or not his people for that, he will have to deliver a number of persons who clearly are accused in participating in the killing of our prime minister. Or he refuses. If he refuses, we are back to the isolation of the Syrian leadership, and God knows how this ends.
Philip Reeves, NPR News, Beirut.